This is Action Podcast with Paul Bailey and Sam Forsberg. Hey Sam, so today I wanted to follow on just a little bit from our previous roller coaster podcast that we did, and just go into a little bit more detail about one of the sections that we talked about. Basically, about the section where it feels like you're not doing anything at all, or you're consumed by inaction or laziness. And I just wanted to make one sort of point clear, really, is that when you're in that stage, sometimes it can be easily mistaken for laziness, when actually you're on a progress, you're progressing between one point and another, but it's just that little bit slower, and therefore that little bit harder to see that things are actually improving and things are moving. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah. Hi, Paul. It does totally. And it's really interesting that you're talking about this, because I very, very often have moments where I feel like I'm not doing much of anything at all.
Yeah, it's kind of it brings on lots of other complex emotions like guilt. I'm not doing enough. I'm not doing the right thing. I'll just sit here and watch TV
and be even lazier.
Works for me.
Absolutely, and you know, it's fun, because it's one of the real reasons that we totally believe in Action Podcast and what it stands for, and what we you know, offer to our listeners, because we know why, you know, why action is so important, and we live in a way that's always encouraging ourselves to take that next little baby step.
Yeah, it was definitely very important for us when we were discussing the name of the podcast. Was action was really important, but the inaction, or the opposite of action, whatever that might be. And when I mean opposite of action, I mean not doing something that will move you towards your goal.
Yeah, and that's a brilliant point too, because I've mentioned to you before that I've been working through the Simpleology 101 course recently, which is a fantastic creation of Mark Joyner's. And one of the points that really caught me when I was working through the course was he says that laziness and procrastination are just ineffective actions that are masquerading as inaction. And I kind of went, ooh, that seems quite profound.
It does. It makes a lot of sense, though, when you read it like that.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, sometimes I find that it really is, it sort of almost feels like it's my default, not my daily default position, but if I feel like I'm getting stuck, if I feel like I'm not achieving anything, then I just default to, oh, well, I might as well just go and procrastinate or distract myself or be lazy, because I'm not doing anything anyway.
Yes. Yeah, and you're just feeding the sensation of laziness and lack of motivation, I guess.
Yeah, and really moving further away from my goal and my target, rather than, you know, even sort of taking sidesteps towards it.
Yeah, how does that fit in? Moving not necessarily towards, but not away either.
We're very complex. We manage to do some really interesting things with our time.
Yeah, I definitely think that as long as you're moving at least slightly in the direction you want to move towards, then you're doing the right action. You're doing something that's true to yourself. But I think that what's really important is to be able to see that in one form or another. It's a bit like when you lose weight. You never lose weight, 5 kilos, 2 stone at a time, and you think, oh, that was easy, there we go, and I'll lose another 2 stone in a 6 months' time. It's so small and so gradual. Unless you're doing something to monitor and track your progress, you'll become very, very quickly demotivated.
Yeah, that's a good point too, because this is one of the things I've noticed, is that often the times when I'm sort of, you know, throwing my toys out of the pram and going, but, you know, I'm stuck and I'm not doing anything, I'm not achieving anything. And then if I actually sort of lift my head up for a second and have a look at what I have done, it's quite amazing that, you know, sometimes it actually makes me laugh when I go, well, actually, I've done X, Y, Z plus A, B, and C today already, but I hadn't actually stopped to acknowledge them or appreciate them as action and as progress because I've been so focused on the one thing that I haven't done.
Yeah, and that can become all-consuming, can't it? Yeah, definitely. I really like stats now because they show me how things are progressing. I mean, a really quick, easy example is the podcast itself.
Yeah.
Sometimes you think, oh, nobody's listening to us. All it takes is a few seconds, a few clicks here and there, and I can see that, you know, since we celebrated our 5,000th download 4 or 5 weeks ago, we've now had over 6,962 downloads. So that just reminds you, actually, no, people are listening, people are downloading it. It is still working.
Definitely. There is certain and very clear progress there. Mm. And, you know, we've also started getting some more feedback on the website, which is brilliant. I love getting comments from people too, because that helps us to know if we're on the right track or not. But sometimes we actually need to put in place the ways to track and measure our progress as well. And, you know, with the website, there's obviously tools that we can go to that do that for us. But what we often don't do is to, you know, if we set ourselves a target or something that we want to be achieving, we don't often have a way in place that makes it easy for us to record the progress that we are making.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, there's a whole variety of ways that you can track things in the past, but certainly tracking things as you progress towards in the future, such as planning how you're going to celebrate.
Definitely. Well, I'm happy to share an example that I've been working on just to demonstrate this, because I got really, really clear about the fact that I'm writing a book.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something I've wanted to do for ages and ages, and I actually decided, right, what, you know, nothing that I've been doing has been taking me directly towards that, you know, and the only thing that's going to take me directly towards that is actually sitting down and writing.
Yeah.
Okay, I can write. I thought, okay, well, I want to write a book, so what does that mean? So I actually, with not very much, you know, research and not very much time, I actually worked out that, okay, if I wanted to write X number of pages and the type of book I want to write has roughly this number of words per page, then a quick sum means that, okay, I want to write about 95,000 words, and I set myself the target of achieving that by the 15th of December, so that it's actually an early Christmas present for myself.
Fabulous.
Well, yeah, I was kind of like, okay, that's really cool. I've got a date for it now, and I sort of know roughly what I'm aiming for, or actually clearly in terms of word count. And then I went, oh my God, 95,000 words. How the hell am I going to do that? There's something about that number and that size and magnitude of it that really kind of made me go, oh, maybe I don't want to do this. You know, am I going to be able to write that much? And so I thought, well, okay, let's just look at this for a second. You know, if I've got 7 months between when I started and that date, then, you know, what would I need to do every month to achieve that? And I allowed myself some contingency and whatever else. And then I went, okay, well, I don't want to write every single day of the month. So, you know, if I take out some days off of writing, then I want to write this number of days a month. And so broke the monthly one down into weekly targets and then daily targets. So how much would I need to write, you know, for these days of the month in order to achieve that goal?
Yeah.
And so that's been brilliantly helpful because it's given me a real clear idea of what I need to do every day that will take me closer. Mm-hmm. And if I do less than that, then I know that, you know, at least I've taken some steps towards it, but I'm not quite where I wanted to be. But what's actually been happening is sometimes I've written more, and it's been quite exciting because it's like, wow, I've actually taken a little bit of an extra step towards my target now. But what's been absolutely important to that is that I've got a sheet of paper that very clearly shows what my starting word count is for the day, how many words I've written, and what the ending word count is. And that's added up so that at the end of every week I know how many words I've written, and then that's given as a percentage of the monthly target that I'm achieving. And then at the end of the first month, which I haven't gotten to yet, I'll look at that monthly achievement as a percentage of the overall target.
Mm.
And so for the first week that I wrote, for example, 7 days of writing, and I was already 32% through my monthly target. I was like, wow, I'm ahead of the game. This is fantastic. But unless I'd actually been very clear about monitoring that and writing it down and checking it, I wouldn't have been celebrating it, because I would have thought, oh God, you know, I've still only got a few pages, you know, yeah. How am I going to get that to 95,000 words? And so by having this really clear way of measuring it, it's totally changed my approach to what I want to achieve.
So what do you do now then? Because you feel like you're ahead of the game, do you slow yourself down? Do you go with the flow because you're now motivated and you're going for it? What do you do?
Well, that is an interesting one, because I had to decide and get very, very conscious about my choice here that I wasn't going to allow myself to use the excuse that I didn't feel like writing today. So if I've done extra words previously, then I can use those to allow myself to write a little bit less today if I want to. Mm-hmm. But I can't do the opposite. I can't say, well, I'm not going to do my writing today, or I'm going to do less words today and I'll make it up tomorrow.
Right.
So no matter what, I will always be on track for achieving that end target. And because I've built the little bit of contingency in, that's meant that if I have a day off sick or a day where, the sky starts falling down and I can't write for some reason, then mm-hmm. that's okay. That's kind of taken into account.
Yeah.
And I'll always be on track. And if I get there sooner than I've planned for, then that's just going to mean a bigger celebration.
Fantastic. And so what is your, I mean, obviously this is going to come in around Christmas time, but what are you going to do to celebrate, other than obviously having a book?
Well, it'll be the draft at that point, so yeah. That will allow me to get to the point of deciding, you know, what I want to look at with publishing routes and things like that. But it's something that has a really bigger meaning for me, and this has been part of what I've looked at as to why it's important for me to write this, and there's a whole load of reasons, but one of them being that it's actually my first step and my first proof that I really, if I set my mind to something and if I'm, you know, going about it in this, you know, quite scientific way, that I will achieve it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've done some massive achievements in my life before, but it's usually kind of been a total, blindsided focus, you know, absolutely this is it, and just, you know, sort of everything is revolving around that until it's done. And my coaching diploma was a little bit like that, if I'm honest. I did a very, very intensive period of both working through the diploma and through building up my coaching hours, so that it was sort of 7 days a week, 24/7 nearly. I was living, breathing, eating, sleeping, coaching for that time. And, you know, that was great because that's what I needed to do back then, but I don't really want my life to be just a whole series of those massive periods of manic action followed by, you know, months or whatever of doing nothing because I'm so burnt out that I need to recover. So this is my way of going, actually, just this little bit, small, consistent, constant action is absolutely going to move me to where I want to be.
Fantastic. And to celebrate and make sure that you track it and understand the direction that you're going in all the
definitely.
Way.
Definitely. And you know what's also really important there, just to put in as a kind of a last tip, is that there are still days when I'm going to be feeling lazy or where procrastination is just coming to the fore. And what I've decided now is that I'm going to just notice it and make a conscious choice. So instead of defaulting to the laziness or the procrastination and letting myself get distracted, if that's really what I feel like I want to do at that point and I need to do it at that point, then I'm just going to choose consciously, okay, I'm going to give myself, you know, this hour or this day or whatever, just to go and be lazy and do nothing and sit in bed and read all day or whatever. But it becomes a choice, a conscious choice that I make, rather than one that I just revert to because I don't know what else to do.
Definitely. I'm sure that we can do a whole other podcast on managing your motivation, which I'm sure we will do next time. But unfortunately, we're going to have to celebrate the end of this podcast now.
Woohoo! Backpats!
Yay! Thanks ever so much, Sam. I'm really looking forward to the next one. Take care.
Pleasure, Paul.
So to summarise what we've been discussing in today's podcast, it's important to notice that sometimes inaction is actually just very, very slow action. So what you'll find is that if you can monitor and track your progress, you'll be able to identify them easier and make sure that you are on the right track and you're going towards your goals. If you are going to have a lazy day, make sure that it's a conscious decision that you are going to be doing that, rather than allowing it to take control and just take over your whole motivation. Sometimes you are making progress, but it feels like you aren't because you're only focusing on the one thing that you didn't do today, and that can really demotivate you. So have a look back, have a review, and find out what you did do today. I'm sure you'll be pleasantly surprised at the number of things you did actually achieve. Enjoy!